We do communion. I just want to call your attention to some of the things that I said in the bulletin this morning. But I particularly want you to listen to the scripture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. And into his courts with praise. And let me put that in a little more English of today. Enter into his yard with thanksgiving. And into his house with praise. Now, do you know you got to get in the yard before you get in the house? Now, what does it say we get in the yard with? Thanksgiving. You got to get your thanksgiving on before you get your praise on. Because if without thanksgiving, your praise is not complete. And you will be amazed at the things of just being thankful. The doors that will open. The things that it will provide. There are people out here, you know, they're praising the Lord because they feel like they're obligated to. And after, it's almost like, well, Lord, after I praise you for so long, will you give me something to be thankful for? You can't make praise a work. You can't make thanksgiving a work. It's got to be something that's in you. It's not a work. It's not something you do. It's something that you have. It's something that you are. And the way you keep your focus on it is to remember that God did it all. You didn't do it. Just like Laverne's article that she picked out and put in the bulletin. She didn't know what I was going to say. She didn't know what I was going to preach this morning. But she couldn't have picked anything that went along any better because, you see, just like it says in that article, we didn't make a ladder and put it up to heaven and then climb it. You know, we are climbing Jacob's ladder. Well, we may be climbing Jacob's ladder, but you see, the thing about it is, in Jacob's experience, he didn't have anything to do with the ladder. He just woke up and there it was. And we need to just wake up and realize that what God gave us, he gave us. He didn't say, now I'm going to put this out here. You earn your way to it. Paul says if that's the case, then Jesus died for nothing. But it's all in what Jesus did. It all comes back to his blood. It all comes back to him hanging on that cross. It all comes back to that blood running off of his head from that crown of thorns was put on it. Blood running out of his hands when the nails were put through. The blood that ran out of his feet when they drove the nails through his feet. The blood that came forth from his side when they pierced him. The blood that ran down. The blood that made you right before God. The blood that took away our sins. And Jesus reminded his disciples, even before he did what he did, even before he went to the cross, he sat down with them and he gave them the cup and he said, now this is the cup of my blood that was shed for you. Drink it. He didn't tell them they had to improve on it. He just said, drink it. And for some reason or other, there's something in a man's head. And I don't mean just a man like a male. I mean mankind. There's something in our head that tells us that if we didn't have a part in getting it done, it's not finished. And that's why we add so many things to the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus Christ is not enough. We got to wear this or we got to wear that. We got to go here or go there. We got to stop this or do that. Or we got to put ourselves in a position that we got to earn something with God. And preachers get up and they preach sermons and they preach. They tell us what we need to do, but it's, how should I put it? You better do this. You better learn how to be thankful. And they do it in such a way that while we're learning to be thankful, we feel like we're sitting on a trap door with hellfire below us And God's going to pull the trigger on it any minute if we don't start being thankful. We live in fear of what God's going to do if we don't. And I know we respect God. The Bible says to fear God. But you see, fearing God and being terrorized by what we have been told that God's going to do to us if we don't do right. I mean, it's like, can you imagine yourself, no matter how many times your little fella gets in your cookie jar of taking out a knife and cutting off his fingers because you kept telling him to stay out of the cookie jar? You're not going to do anything to hurt him if it does break your rules. You discipline him to say, okay, now you learn. I learned one time when I was a little fella not to punch a cow in the nose with a stick if his dad was in the stable milking it. I didn't even know he was in there, but I saw that cow's nose. There was a crack in the wall right there, and the feed was coming out, just kind of a little bit, just kind of jumping through that crack as she was eating out of that trough. And I had a stick, and I looked and I saw her nose, and I thought, well, I'll just play with her. I punched that stick through that crack, and boy, you talk about an eruption. I heard the cow hit the wall. I heard the bucket go flying, and I saw my dad coming out the door, and I went to run, and I got about two steps. I never punched another cow in the nose. I learned my lesson, but my dad didn't hurt me. He didn't come out and grab me and body slam me on the ground, throw me up against the wall, pick up a pitchfork and stick it through my foot. He just disciplined me and let me know for sure that that wasn't something you do. And I remembered it. And it's had an effect on my life. But it didn't hurt me. It's just kind of funny with him coming out and now milk all over him. I still kind of chuckle about that. That was the first thing I saw when he came out the door, was all that milk running around all. And God loves us. We need to learn to be thankful. We need to learn to be thankful for what this stands for. This is my body that was broken for you. And do this in remembrance of me. This is my blood that was shed for you. Do this in remembrance of me. As a memorial from here on. That's what he was telling his disciples. And in their state of mind, they didn't really even know what he was talking about. But they later found out, they learned it. We don't need to just get saved. We need to learn why we're saved and what it did for us and how it will change us and how it will cause us to leave spiritual footprints everywhere we go. When Sarah was telling that story a while ago, I remember something happened years ago before we ever even moved back to Columbia, and we were down in Florida with Norval Hayes' team down there, and they had been down there for weeks. They had basically covered everything within 30 miles, going down streets witnessing to people. And we went out and did that. We were there mainly for the services, but a couple of days we went out. Laverne came back with a story of running into an old fellow down there. He was a merchant marine. Been on the sea all his life. On up in years. And Laverne got to talking to him. They stopped by his house and she got to talk to him about the Lord. And he basically told her, you know, I read all this stuff, you know, all these different religions and things like that. And he said, I don't see anything in any of them. She said, well, have you ever read the Bible? No, I've never read the Bible. And she said, well, how can you make a judgment before you even read something? And he kind of agreed with her, well, yeah. So she asked him, well, the Lord spoke to her and said, give him your Bible. Now, this was her precious Bible that she had had for years and collected all of the stuff, and she had all the notes that she... And he said, no, don't take anything out of it. Just give him the Bible. And she asked him, she said, if I give you this Bible, will you read it? He told you he would, didn't he? What came of that? We don't know. But it was a simple thing. And all of these years... Now, when she steps into the gates of heaven sometime or other, there may be an old fellow. Well, I don't know. We'll all look in our peak and prime. But somebody walk up to her and say, I'm here because you told me that I need to read the Bible. And another guy and I, at the same time, we were in another place, and we ran out of houses. We got out in this area, and I mean, it was just... scattered here and there, but there wasn't anything like a lower, you know, street with houses all along it. And we got to the end of this road, and it was sand. It was a sand road with sand dunes all around it. And when we drove up, we went to this house, and people who were in there had been ministers. They'd been in the ministry for years, but they were old and they weren't in good health. And yet God gave us an opportunity to minister to them. And I could tell you a lot of different stories like this, but this is one that came to my mind. We got through ministering to this couple, and we went back to the car, and when we got to the car, there was an old fellow standing there by our car. And we walk up to him, and we got talking to him, and he said, is that your car? And we said, yes. And he said, well, he said, I've been down here, and he told us he lived about 30 miles away. And he said, I've been down here, I guess you would say beachcombing, picking up cans or something. But he was an older fellow, and that was the area. I thought, why in the world would somebody drive 30 miles to pick up cans? We said, yes, sir, it's our car. He said, well, he said, I've been told what he'd been doing. He said, I came back here, and you're blocking me in. I couldn't leave. I got talking to him. I said, do you know the Lord? Well, I try to live right. I said, that's good, but that's not what I ask you. And I witnessed to him about the Lord, and I said, would you like to pray and ask the Lord to come into your heart? He said, yes, I would. He had on a hat. He took off that hat when we got ready to pray, and he put it down here. And we started praying a sinner's prayer. And I looked at him, and I saw big tears come out of his eyes. That was a little thing in a out-of-the-way place that affected somebody from hundreds of miles away and someone from 30 miles away. He was retired. He was a retired postal worker. And he said, I've tried to help people all my life. And that man's heart was changed right there in them sand dunes. Just by chance meeting? Or was it more than that? Every time we have an opportunity, we need to think it's more than just an accident. It's more than just chance. More than just a coincidence. And we need to understand that all we got to do is love God and be obedient. Let his word change our lives. And use this to remember it. So that's what we're remembering this morning. Brother Danny, you want to get your preparations taken care of? And what we're going to do this morning is we're going to have the elements up here. We're going to come, and I think what we're going to do, you come up and you get the cup and you get the bread. But just when you get it, just go off somewhere up here and stay up front. And then after everybody's come up and after everybody's got the elements, then we'll partake of them together. And if you want to have your little family group, that's fine, but just stay up here in the front with us as we do this.